are here at the 2020 Q Symposium on the beautiful Big Island of Hawaii, and my mic is on, so that's important. And I'm here with Mr. Brian Scott from PSCU. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Stupendous, actually.
Stupendous. I like that. Wow. Yeah. That's a big word. Careful. Don't hurt
it's early
yourself.
In the morning. I've had plenty of coffee, so.
Okay, so you're ready. You're ready for the big words. So how's the, speaking of big words, how's the conference going?
It's great. This, I think I said this last year at this conference with you, and we were in the Bahamas,
yeah.
And it's one of the best ones I think you could get.
Agreed.
To. I mean, the content's great. The people here are great. Yeah, candidly, I think you learn more from the people that you're interacting with, other credit union CEOs, other people, than even in some of the sessions. So it's really a great conference.
Yeah, I've been kind of a fly on the wall in some of the sessions, and the questions and the Q&A and just the content is like second to none.
It
I mean,
is.
Like,
it really
gosh,
is. Yeah.
This is such, it's, I'm a huge fan of this conference. Huge
you
fan.
You get the interaction between the CEOs and the board chairs. So you really get
really
strategically
cool.
Where are the board chairs wanting to have their credit unions go, and then tactically the CEOs who have to execute on that, you know, what are they thinking about?
Yeah,
so it's
I
really
love, yeah, I love watching that dynamic. All right. Hey, you wanted to talk about collections.
I don't know if I wanted to talk about collections.
Well,
nobody really wants
that's
to talk
true.
About collections.
That's true.
But,
I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah.
But you walked in here and said, hey,
well, one collection. Of the things I think that's interesting these days is looking at the experience members have. Everybody talks about experience. It's been one of the whole focuses of the second day is the experience people have and as a credit union, the experience you deliver.
Right.
And there's lots of opportunities to deliver great experiences.
Mm-hmm.
One that people forget about is collections.
Right, right.
You know, they think it's, you know, it's a dirty word sometimes and not something people enjoy doing.
Right, right.
But in many ways, it's a way to help members because it's about, it's not about getting the money. I mean, partly is, but part of it's about helping that member on their
of
financial
course.
Journey through life.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're talking about collections, they're probably struggling. And this is a great opportunity that I think is missed a lot lately to create a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
How do we help our member? Mm-hmm. How do we help them through their financial journey on life and create a great experience so they continue to come back for other things?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's been one of the topics that we focus on is where are the touch points that are often forgotten to create a great experience, and that's been one of them.
So where are the, I don't mean to catch you off guard or anything, but where are some of these touch points? Where can a credit union help out somebody who may be kind of, you know, caught in a, between a rock and a hard place, basically?
It happens, the common things, you know, people lose a job. Sometimes people move, health situations that create those. And these things are, in many ways, temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we help somebody through that temporary part of their life to create a great experience?
Yeah.
And it's those things that really make a huge impact and that create loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can talk about giving reward points or loyalty points, but it's those experiences that I think create even more loyalty.
Well, which leads me to my next question is like the significance of this to credit unions. Because I mean, obviously this is right in the credit union wheelhouse to
right
really
wheelhouse.
Be there for somebody who might be hurting.
It is. And one of the things that we've looked at is how do you use the data to predict before somebody even gets there. And, you know, it's almost a pre, you know, before you even get to the collections, how do we help somebody that we know, the data tells us we know they're struggling before they even get there. So we don't even have to have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been one of the places where we've been spending time. You hear about predictive analytics.
Yeah,
we've probably talked about this. The next stage is prescriptive. How do we prescribe a solution? If we can predict the future, how do we prescribe a solution before somebody even knows they have a problem?
Right.
And that's been, you know, on that journey of, hey, if we know we can predict what's going to happen with somebody, they're likely to default. Before they even do that, let's prescribe a solution so they don't. And it may be under the guise of collections because we're still trying to get paid as credit unions.
Sure.
We can't be in business if we don't get paid.
Right.
But how do we make it easier?
Mm-hmm.
How do we temporarily change something that makes it easy for that member and keeps them coming back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk about loyalty. My gosh,
right.
If somebody could say, hey, heads up here, you might be running into some troubled waters here. So
right.
That would be huge for a credit union.
Yeah. And so one of the things that we've done lately is take the data, use that as a predictive case, and then offer a solution. So this is getting to the prescriptive. Offer a solution that may be a different kind of an auto loan. You know, sell your car. Maybe the credit union buys a car and helps you into a different vehicle. It may be using other lending tools or other investment tools that the credit union has more wisely. So those are all the things that we think about. It's a holistic experience and not just my job is collections. So
is the trend, is there like a collections trend, is it going up, going down, or is that just kind of looking in a crystal ball?
Yeah,
I don't know if you have any
crystal
numbers.
Ball,
yeah.
You look at lending, and lending has been going way up.
Sure.
You know, you go back to the bubble 8-10 years ago, mm-hmm. we're on the same path
oh, really?
From a consumer lending perspective. Okay. So people are more and more lent out
right.
than, you know, is maybe getting to the point of being healthy. So that's where the economy is doing well, but mm-hmm. and that's why, you know, right. people feel more comfortable doing right. that. But yeah, I think most people in the marketplace see that somewhere down the line, there's going to be a change in the economy, mm-hmm. even if it's temporary.
Right.
And how do we predict that?
Yeah.
You know, presidential politics, you know, that whole thing can have a huge impact
Completely.
On that. And, you know, using some of the data that we have around how people are spending, how they're consuming, mm-hmm. We can predict, you know, what's going to happen with yeah. them in the future. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of getting credit cards in people's hands. Because that's partly our business, but sure. partly because it helps the credit union. If you can get people using their cards, mm-hmm. not to carry a balance even, but just using them more, mm-hmm. it builds credit scores.
Oh, okay.
And that's, it's a huge thing. And so you can help your members a lot mm-hmm. by helping them build their credit scores. Mm-hmm. Credit cards is a great way to do that too. So.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought this topic up because I don't think it's talked about enough. And like you say, you can turn it to a positive
Absolutely.
For sure, because you can help people. Not only, I mean, obviously you got to get the money, but you can help people and help them get out of a situation that they might be stuck in. So
exactly.
it's just really
exactly.
cool. It's that's just the, again, it's the credit union wheelhouse.
It is. It is. Awesome. So it's been fun being out here.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Glad to see you here as well.
Let's go surfing.
All right, let's do it right now. All right. Everybody, Brian Scott from PSCU. Go check them out. Well done, sir.